Welcome to the Lower Room Discourse, where we talk about the Bible in fun and interesting ways. Well, hello and welcome back in to the Lower Room Discourse, Garland. I've got Caleb and I've got Thaddeus Moore here with me.
Hello.
Daniel, as always. And here is our topic for this particular episode. We've probably all had the experience of you get a flat tire, your battery dies. When your car breaks down and you are in desperate need, you've got one person from the Bible that you're going to call. Who is that person? Who's the person you're calling when your car breaks? And we probably all know who that person would be, like in our phone. It changes with kind of as things adjust or you move. But many of us probably have that person we'd call first. So yours has never changed?
No, it's AAA.
You always just call AAA.
Every time.
This
is just
never but that, does that, that it costs AAA. More though, right? You gotta pay more?
Well, it's like a membership.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, it's great though.
It's one of those things that you might have as like part of like a credit card.
Yeah, but you don't know if you do. All right, yeah. It's worth having,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You should.
I can call somebody.
You can.
I got somebody I can call.
I can't wait to see the people that you call.
I got a guy that does that. let me just ask this. Like what, when, if you're not just calling AAA, what's the kind of thing you would be expecting in this person? So obviously like words like dependable, would come in. What would be some of the things you'd be, why you'd be picking this person?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're going to drive up in a truck.
A truck.
They're probably having a truck.
Whoever I'm calling's got a truck.
It's probably not a nice truck either.
No, it's just a truck.
It's just a truck.
Matter. Yeah. It doesn't even matter what kind it is.
So you are only calling somebody in a truck. If your car breaks down, you don't think anyone in a sedan or an SUV or a van is capable of helping you.
The guy that has multiple cars. The guy you know that has several cars because he's just into cars.
So a car guy?
Car guy.
Car guy.
So expert in cars. Somebody with a truck, you both said. Yeah. As long as they have a truck. Anything else? Anything else come to mind? Adjectives that describe this person?
I think I call a tow truck. I call a guy who knows how to handle it.
Maybe my insurance guy.
So you're not gonna have any answers for this topic then, because you only just call companies to help you. You have no friends that you call when things like this would happen.
Well, describe the problem because if we're talking flat tire, I'm changing it myself.
Yeah.
If we're talking, I'm stuck. Like, is that I'm trying to think of situations that I've been in where I've called anyone. And it's usually the car is stuck.
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah, you want someone dependable. You want somebody who's going to answer.
You want somebody who's going to answer.
You got to have somebody
with
who's...
the truck, I'm saying
so
they
let's,
have the
let's
tool,
play it out this way. Since you're
necessary.
Such an expert in fixing your own car, let's play it out this way. Somebody that you know that has zero confidence if their car was going to break down. So like, well, last time my wife had a flat tire.
She called me
and said, I don't know how to change this. And can you come and help me change it? Now, the worst part of this one was my car was also in the shop that day. So I had to borrow a vehicle from the person I was having coffee with, drive to where Sarah was, change the tire, come back, give that guy his keys back. So if I was out of town, who would I have told her to call? Since you're such a car expert, Tad, you never have.
I'm a car expert. I'm calling a truck guy.
I'm calling a truck guy.
Should I have told Sarah to call you?
I would have called a guy with a truck.
Without a truck. You also kind of need that friend who maybe doesn't know a ton, but is willing to try a lot.
Okay.
And so this person's willing to take some risks.
So somebody that's just confident is all you care about.
We might connect some cables that don't go together. We might cross some cables, but hey, we are gonna try.
Somebody that's available. Yeah. Someone that's willing to drop everything and come help.
So they don't have to be. They have to have no expertise. They don't even have to fix it, as long as they'll try to fix it. That's all you care about?
That's basically what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, let's go. Caleb, do you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, I got a great one. Well, because there's multiple reasons why your car could be broken down on the side of the road. One of which might be that it's just simply you've been locked out of your car. So it's not broken down. Maybe you're at the restaurant and you locked your keys in the car and you need to get in. Well, Garland doesn't believe in companies or corporations, so he's not going to call AAA.
Nope.
He's going to try and call a buddy. I don't want somebody who's going to use a clothes hanger to try and break into
my
car.
Does that actually work?
We
should try it.
We should.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. I'll get one. Let's get your car. But you need somebody who can slip in and unlock your car, and there is somebody who does that. Now, Jesus is off the board, but his resurrected body would be a great example of this. He could just... walk through the car door like he does and your keys. Doors and get my keys handed to me.
Great answer. That's what he does in the story.
That's what he does in the story. But we can't use Jesus. We've said our answers. We can't choose Jesus. So I found another man who does that. And it's Samuel in the story that we've talked about often as the witch of Endor summons him back up at Saul's request. And Samuel seems to appear. And so Samuel would be the one that I would
the
have
the ghost of Samuel.
Yeah, the ghost of Samuel would come and unlock the door for me.
But he can't help you with any other car situation.
No, but just this one. If I'm locked out of my car and I can't call Jesus because of his resurrected body to unlock it for me. Because
he's off limits.
Because he's off limits. Then I would call.
You don't have his number. You have to call Samuel instead.
Yeah, I would call Force Ghost Samuel.
Okay, Force Ghost Samuel is his first because...
He could
unlock your car.
He could slip into the car, get the keys, bring them back to me, unlock it.
So outrageous.
Dad. Incredible. You need a guy that's kind of maybe got some engineering know-how, able to kind of like use whatever accessible resources there are to make something happen. I think someone who's a great example of this in the Bible is Noah. Who, when a bind happened and there was a flood coming,
that's some kind of bind.
It's a real big bind. I mean, they had it coming, and he uses. No one's ever taught him how to do this, but he had limited instructions, limited resources, and man builds a boat.
You know who he just described? The guy who doesn't know but is willing to try. Exactly who I said at the beginning.
It's Noah. He's a problem solver.
Like he's getting the car running. As
engineering,
long as you get it to the mechanic.
Acumen.
Yeah. Hey, look.
We're going to get it there.
Yeah.
We got to survive this storm, and then we'll figure it out.
We'll make it nice at the end, but right now
Noah's
we're just going to make
it. Like a southern accent in this thing, but he's Noah.
He does have a nice southern draw. Bills, as he does
and then afterwards, we're gonna hit up the bar. We're going to get some... Get some beers, except in Noah's story, he got some wine afterwards.
Are you from the South?
Yeah. I don't know.
What was that? You're normally so good with your accents and impressions.
I don't know what that was.
You really left us hanging there. Here's my first one. I would assume that this person is an expert, and thus I want the car guy. And so in 2 Samuel chapter 6, the Israelites are carrying the ark, and they're trying to carry it into Jerusalem. And they're carrying it incorrectly. They're carrying it on a cart. And what I want, they're supposed to carry it in a different way. I want the guy who comes along later after this and instructs them how to build the cart precisely. Because the way that they build this cart is it tips over and then the ark is falling off of the cart. And so I want to know who the second person is that comes along to design the one that is the right way to do it. Now, they're supposed to carry it on a pole, but whoever designed the first one was clearly an idiot, and I want to know who is the better builder that they're going to go select. I don't have his name, but they should have called someone else, and I want that person on the case.
You know why I think this answer shouldn't count, but I really like it?
As long as you like it.
Is because you basically said, I want the person who's better than the people who aren't good.
That's right.
You just said,
they built a car.
Someone built a car. It wasn't good.
And they built it wrong.
I want to get someone better than
somebody
them.
Else could have built a different car and they would have carried
it. Don't know who it is.
Now, they're doing it wrong anyway. Because they're supposed to carry it on a pole. So they're already wrong in the first place. Maybe no car could carry this. All right, Caleb, so you're number two.
You want a good mechanic. Yep. Another reason that your car breaks down is because it's broken and you're not fixing it on the side of the road. You need to get it towed. And when you need to tow a car, you need some horsepower. So I started thinking through who in the Old Testament has some horsepower. Pharaoh came to mind with all his chariots and, you know, all these different probably emperors that you could name and think of that had vast armies and horses, chariots in front of them. But there's one man who has a chariot of fire and his name is Elijah.
That dude has got horse power.
He has got horse power, and he is going to tow my vehicle wherever I need it to get it fixed by Garland's good mechanic, better builder. But if I'm broke down on the side of the road, I'm calling the man with a chariot of fire.
With
to
infinite
tow me
horsepower.
To save me.
Yeah.
With infinite,
fire power. Yeah.
Yes. Divine horsepower.
Ted.
All right. Your car's broken and you have no idea what's wrong with it, but it just seems dead and it's not working. So you call your buddy Elijah, and Elijah comes and he walks around the car.
He tows it for you.
He kind of looks at it, and then he crawls up on top of the car and he lays on it flat. And he does this several times, getting down and then climbing back on and laying down again flat on it. And miraculously, the car turns back on.
I got you.
So I'm referencing the story of where Elijah brings a child back to life.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. The widow, if you want to see the story, you can look it up at First Kings.
First Kings.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you can bring a child back to life, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
But the story's always been like odd to me. He just lays down on top of the kid
multiple times.
And then the kid wakes up.
If somebody came on the side of the road, they pulled up with their truck and they got out, they were like,
I think I can fix it.
I got a way to fix it.
I think I can do it.
Just step back. And they have no tools.
Just lays on the hood.
They have no gloves. They have nothing. And they just climb on the hood and lay down. They said, I'm going to do this 6 more times. Trust me.
Just, no, wait.
That would be interesting. Okay, here's my second. I hated my first one. So here's my second one. If you're going to, this could be any issue. Keys locked, car's broken down. Pick the issue and pick the make and model. Doesn't matter. You want somebody that's had access to, we might say, the supernatural or heavenly pattern that all the cars are based off of. And in Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel, he gets pulled up into heaven. And if you just go read it, he sees the divine God car. He sees the divine throne car. And this car is unlike any car you've ever seen. It is radiant. It's got all sorts of different faces. And yet the car somehow has like tires that are almost like cubes and can go in any direction. And it moves all throughout Ezekiel. And it seems to move at whatever speed it wants to. So this person has the blueprint, the mechanical layout of the heavenly car, and thus can fix any earthly problem with zero issues as he does it. So Ezekiel, because of his access, that's my second answer.
Access to the blueprints.
He's seen behind the curtain. He knows the ultimate car.
You want the guy with the owner's manual.
Yes. He's got the ultimate owner's manual on every single vehicle problem you could ever have because he saw God's car.
Can we go out of order?
Please.
My last answer is also from Ezekiel 1.
Yeah.
So as when he's up there also looking at this Godmobile, he also notices these things that it says are like living creatures. Their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And that's important because in this situation where your car broke down, you just need to jump. Your battery died, and you need to jump, and one of these living creatures could come down, touch the battery, and zap it back.
So I said he could fix any problem because he said the blueprint. You're like, well, you can just jump the battery.
We don't need to fix it. It's just these little jumps.
Just a little juice.
Okay.
Look, it's turning over. It's
just you left your lights on last night, and you need some lightning.
And they've got it. So we both channeled Ezekiel for different reasons, but I think we'll combine them. Yeah, we'll combine Ezekiel.
The Ezekiel Caleb answer.
I mean, my last one at the beginning, we talked about someone who's dependable and reliable, and there is someone who's like that for Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. He mentions Epaphroditus. And he actually says, Paul says that he has no one like Epaphroditus, and he's hoping to send him to the Philippians.
Except for he's talking about Timothy there.
Is he talking about? No, he's Timothy. Talking about. No.
Yeah, Epaphroditus is his fellow worker, fellow soldier.
Oh, yep. Man.
But Timothy works as well.
No.
Epaphroditus is a good friend,
Timothy,
though.
Do you
Epaphroditus almost died, though, to bring them the letter.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
So he worked really hard.
You're
Epaphroditus
right.
is cool, too.
No,
both great
right.
answers.
Timothy's the one you want, in case anyone goes, because you gave a specific Bible reference there. So in case anyone does look it up, it'll be Timothy.
He's
a good friend, though.
It's Philippians 2:20, and it is Timothy.
I thought about Timothy because he is the guy. Like, he comes through in a clutch.
Paul says, I have no one else like him.
Of genuine concern.
But it's your, some might say that Timothy would be a good point guard.
I did say that, and y'all didn't go for it.
Oh, I didn't hear you say
y'all
that.
Didn't go for
I thought
it.
You were talking about
with
Epaphroditus.
Mutants from the Bible instead.
But Timothy and Epaphroditus, because they go together.
They're going to show up in the truck together.
Yeah, in the what?
In a truck.
In a truck.
together.
They're going to roll up in a truck. They probably both have trucks.
That's who I'd call. Sure.
All right. You gave your third already, Ted.
I did.
It was Ezekiel. My last one would be this. In the ancient world, the leather worker was basically the person who functioned kind of like a mechanic. So everything you carried was usually carried in like leather satchels. You had like saddles and saddlebags, things you carried on like donkeys and things like that. So like the way that you transported most of your stuff, which is what we now do in cars and trucks, most of that happened on animals, or you would carry it and then you'd use different kind of leather bags to do that. You also would sleep under them when you were traveling, because you'd sleep on like a leather tent that you throw out. So the mechanic in the ancient world was the leather worker, the person that you would go to fix all these things. And he also is super smart. After his life change, he becomes super humble. We're talking about Paul, of course, the Apostle Paul. And so I think I want him regardless, just for a variety of reasons. Like if we have to ride somewhere, I'd be like, so let's... Can we talk a little theology? If we had to go ride somewhere to go to get a tow truck or something, or to go to like a hardware store or something, like I would love to just have that time with him. But beyond that, I think we picture him as this old, like scholar sitting in a library somewhere surrounded by books, or we picture him almost like a brain box, like an intellectual. But he's actually way more
like a tradesman.
Yeah, guy. Like he knows how to. Like he's talking with regular people that are traveling. That's probably what made him so winsome, was his ability to just talk to a whole lot of different people. And what I love about it is in the Corinthian, when he stays in Corinth for 18 months, so a year and a half, he tells them, I didn't take any money from y'all when I was there. I worked my job so that I wouldn't be kind of put you out. And so he keeps this job up. Like he can turn it on and off at any time on his travels. And so,
you're interpreting that to say, hey, I didn't need your money because I'm a mechanic.
Yeah. He goes back to his job.
I'm a mechanic. I'm a mechanic.
So picture Paul,
I make leather goods, that equates me to a mechanic.
No, they don't make them. They're constantly fixing them. They're constantly crafting them. Yeah.
Your car, it's got like a tear in the upholstery.
Yeah.
Maybe then you call Paul. Right.
Look, sorry.
Your Lexus has a tear in the leather seats. And so Paul's your guy.
The two-tone leather in my 1794 Tundra is kind of marred a little bit.
Immediately for that.
I am calling Paul.
All right. What were our three?
You had a better maker.
I had the better guy than the first guy.
You had the better guy than the first guy.
Then I had Ezekiel. Then I've got Paul.
You had better guy than the first guy, guy with the best manual, and Paul.
That's right. I like two and three. I obviously don't like one.
I got Noah because
I liked Noah.
Built the boat. He just knows how to build. He can just build something after not seeing anything.
Because of the way Kayla described who he wants, which is the guy that will try anything. I like him. Noah. Yeah. But exactly. Caleb's description of the guy you call is absolutely call.
You didn't like my description. Then you heard
he's going to get you out of a bind. And then Elijah, who's just going to lay prostrate on the hood until it turns back on.
I do love that answer.
And then I also have, not specifically Ezekiel, but one of the creatures he sees in his heavenly vision.
Who can so good.
Zap your battery back with his lightning.
And I had the Phantom of Samuel to walk through your door to give you your keys to unlock.
No, he doesn't even have to give him. He just hits the button.
Yeah,
he can. It opens.
Then he gets in the passenger seat.
He's like, I got summoned from the nether realms for this.
For this?
To press one button? Come on.
And then I also had Elijah. If he can't jumpstart your car or resurrect your car, then he'll just tow it.
Right.
With all the horsepower that he has. And then
he shows up in the chariot of fire. Then he lays prostrate. And just in case it doesn't turn on, he's like, I can always tell it.
I can tell it if it doesn't work. And then I had Timothy and Epaphroditus.
Pull it up in a truck together.
In their truck gang.
In the truck.
So should we combine at all? So should it be Elijah for both? I think Elijah as the package.
I think Elijah takes gold for both reasons.
For both, he's a
podium with you on that for sure.
I like Elijah in one of these spots. I like Ezekiel.
I like Ezekiel
because Ezekiel can always bring one of the creatures.
He can bring
the lightning with him. So he's got the blueprint. He also has the battery charger at any moment that he needs it. I think there's probably two that are at least up there.
Noah.
I think you're Noah.
Let's see what Daniel thinks first.
I just love Elijah. I don't even have another one. Specifically, I love the firepower, but the laying on the hood is amazing.
Yeah. I would love if somebody did that, if that was what happened. Noah makes no sense except for the fact that you said that.
He's got a lot of what you need in that situation. Here's your quality.
He's a tinkerer. He's a figure it out. If you had said at the beginning, you want a guy that tinkers around, I'd been like, yes, you
But do. That guy takes confidence. It takes confidence to be a tinkerer.
It's a figure it out mentality.
Yeah, because you're like, I might break something, but I'll fix it later.
Yeah.
He's totally the guy that like, because I'm still this guy, and I know it doesn't work, but even still, in this particular part of the 21st century, when electronic things don't work, I still go, did you blow on it? Did you shake it?
Well, they had the Geico commercial.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Did you unplug it? Did you turn it off back on? and sometimes, occasionally, it will still work. Like I'm trying to fix a Walkman still. Like I'm trying to still fix the old Walkman. Okay, Noah as a tinkerer.
Noah the tinkerer.
As a bronze will work. So our gold, silver, and bronze, out of nowhere, somehow, I actually like these answers. These Elijah for a combination of reasons. Ezekiel for a combination of reasons. And then Noah, because at least he's confident.
He got no money. And let's be honest,
I like he seems like a good hang as
Here's
well.
The other thing, I want to hang with Noah. Hang. And let's just throw this in there to sweeten the deal. This is who you're calling when it's raining too. It's your car breaks down and it's raining.
Elijah could work too for that same reason. He could stop the rain. So, all right, that's a bunch of stupidity. And so, as always, thanks for joining us on Lower Room Discourse. We hope that was fun and interesting. And not blasphemous. If it was all of those things, then share it with a friend and follow us on Instagram at the Lower Room Discourse. See you next time.